Books on Tape presents Beautiful Lies by Lisa Unger, read by Anne-Marie Lee. October 25th, 1972. There were times when she wished he were dead. Not that she'd never met him, or that he'd never been born, but that he'd get hit by a car or get himself killed in some other violent way, like a bar fight, or his arm would get caught in a machine and he would bleed to death before anyone could save him. And she wished that in those final moments, when he felt his life draining from him, that he'd understand what a bastard he was, what a waste of life. She could envision him, his blood pooling in a black kidney-shaped puddle beneath him as he repented in terror, understanding with a final clarity that he was about to pay for the man he was. In those dark moments, he'd be sorry. So sorry. But it would be too late. That's how she felt about him. She lay alone in the dark, on the old pilled quilt atop her bed. The radiator was cranking dry, hot air, making an occasional loud bang as if someone were hitting one of the pipes with a metal wrench. She strained to hear the soft, measured breathing of her daughter down the hall. A strong wind rattled the window. She knew it was cold outside, colder than it had been yet this autumn, but she was sweating a little. The heat in her apartment always ran too hot. In the night, the baby, though she really wasn't a baby anymore at almost 2 years old, would kick off her covers. She was listening for that, for the sudden shift the child made in her sleep when she pushed the blankets away.